Aaron and I had been hired to go work at Y103 in Jacksonville. And at that time, Y103 and 106.7 in Orlando were owned by the same company. So, matter of fact, I think we had met at 106.7 as part, you know, to negotiate with the guy who hired us to work in Jacksonville. And it had always bothered us that, you know, as happens in radio, you're unceremoniously yanked from the air with no prior warning after you complete a show, and you're never allowed to go back on the air. And we'd had a four-year run, which at that time, I mean, it's nothing now in radio, but at that time, that was a real long run in mornings in Orlando. And so we'd always felt bad that we hadn't been able to say goodbye to people. So, and in those days too, radio stations, especially morning shows, really liked doing great April Fool's jokes. We used to do, for many years, I used to stage a phony parade down I-4. Obviously, there's no parade on I-4. It's April Fool's Day, but I digress. So, this would have been in 91. So, I pitched our new bosses on the idea that for April Fool's Day, they ought to let the Breakfast Bunch take over the morning show at 106.7 just for that morning. And we would just pretend as if it was still BJ 105. And initially, we weren't going to offer any explanation. We were just going to do the show like it was BJ 105 and let people figure out it's April Fool's Day. And this way, we can also do like a farewell performance. And then, of course, we're going to go to the same, you know, the same company. We're just going to go up to Jacksonville a day later. So Karen was still in town, and I've always been a real good friend of Karen Sheldon's. So Karen, Alan, and I, you know, did the show. And we did a little prep work. We got as many of the old drop-ins and whatnot. I don't think we could really use the jingles because those are owned. We don't want to get anybody in any legal trouble. But we went on the air that morning as the BJ 105 Breakfast Bunch. And Daryl, I think Alan had Daryl calling in from someplace playing Sonny Catamaccio and, you know, doing all that stuff. So he had some, I can't remember the specifics now, but he had cooked up some story about what happened to Sonny after we got kicked off the air. That was hilarious. And so that's what we did that whole morning. And we just, I mean, ultimately we, you know, obviously becomes apparent what you're doing. And so all kinds of people called in and were wishing us well, and, oh, we miss you. They never should have got rid of you. Oh. And so we were able to finally do a farewell show, and we finished up the show by wishing everybody in Orlando well, and went our separate ways. But I do know that before we did it, Doc Holliday, who was also a good friend at that time, he really didn't want us to do it because he was afraid that he was going to have trouble the next day when he went back on the air, that everybody was going to call him and say, oh, we don't want you, we want the Breakfast Bunch, which was absurd because Doc had a good long run on that show. Doc was a very funny, I mean, I always liked the show that Doc and Johnny did at that radio station. But I can remember him not being real enthused that we were going to go do that. But he did. He graciously yielded his control room to us that morning. And we had a real good time. And got to do something I think a lot of guys in radio really would have liked to do. For everybody that ever got, you know, canned and never got to say goodbye to their listeners, it was real nice to be able to go on the air and tell everybody, you know, how much we missed them and how much we enjoyed doing the show, and to be able to say goodbye the right way.